You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Mindy Nickerman, AIDS.gov New Media Coordinator, and was originally posted on 2012. How do you make data look good and mean something too? Information graphics, or infographics, as they're commonly referred to, attempt to do just that, visualize data in an engaging way. Infographics turn numbers into pictures, or take select data and represent them in a way that's easy to understand and visually appealing. We've recently seen a surge in these two elements, visualization, presenting data visually, and data. As computer, mobile, and tablet screens grow larger and sharper, the demand for good design and visualization has grown. We're also in the age of big data, where mountains of datasets are more accessible and present opportunities to be creatively analyzed and interpreted. With visualization and big data on the rise, infographics, perhaps not coincidentally, have gained popularity in print and online. For example, Pinterest, the social bulletin board based around sharing images, is one of the fastest growing sites ever, and a good source to find the infographics we're talking about. Infographics and infographics about health actually aren't anything new. Some of the earliest infographics in health stem from Florence Nightingale's Polar Area Diagram, a model that she invented of morality in the Crimean War, and from Dr. John Snow's map of cholera outbreak in 1850s London. Today, infographics take many forms. Flowcharts, timelines, diagrams, and maps are examples of some of the many elements that can be combined to create an infographic. Healthdata.gov is a good starting point to find health data on infographics. So how are we at AIDS.gov using infographics? Well, with the relaunch of the AIDS.gov website, we've emphasized the use of visuals and illustrations to communicate information. We wanted to make it easier for our audiences to find information at a glance, especially in the HIV Basics section of the website. We incorporated more visual elements on pages such as the U.S. statistics and global statistics on HIV/AIDS. And a free tool that our team uses frequently and many may recognize is Wordle, which creates infographics instantly. Its data is based on the frequency of words in a large group of text, and it visualizes the words into a cluster by changing the size and orientation to communicate the importance of the words. To view an example, visit our blog at blog.aids.gov. And how are infographics being used in the HIV community? Well, among the media outlets, companies, bloggers, and nonprofit community, many are leveraging infographics to convey information. The HIV community is rich with data, and some are beginning to use infographics for data on HIV. You can see some examples, again, at blog.aids.gov. To learn more about a diverse range of topics and gain inspiration, you should check out good.is and fastcompany.com, as well as Pinterest. You can also find some free resources to create your own infographic at gapminder.org, tableausoftware.com, and create.visual.ly. So does your organization have an infographic on HIV/AIDS, or would you like to create one? Are there infographics you would like to see on AIDS.gov? Share your ideas and comments at blog.aids.gov.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at AIDS.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.